So, ladies and gents, talking all things Lobola, A Bride's True Price. It's a new documentary by filmmaker Sihle Hlophe, and we'll be looking at her reservations about the transactional, patriarchal, and to who may not confirm to traditional gender roles concerning Lobola. This is a two-part series which began airing last night on SABC 1. And you can still catch part two next on SABC 1. And for now, though, Sihle joins us for more on this docu-series. Good morning, Sihle. How are you?
Morning. I'm so happy to be here.
Why are you happy to be here? Ginyo, what is it about Metro FM, huh?
You know, Metro FM is actually the same age as me. I've never said this before, but it's classic, it's timeless, it's a, you know what, and I'm happy to be here with you as well.
Bless you. Sihle, I didn't know that you're from Mpumalanga, Nelspruit.
I'm from Nelspruit. I went to St. Peter's, shout out.
My sisters, yes. Went there, nice.
Yes, shout out Mutibo. I went to Lowfold High, so yes, I'm a Nelspruit girl, I'm a Ligazi girl.
Look
yes.
at you now, sitting on the seat, having this conversation that is very needed. And it's about time that we have this conversation, most especially somebody who has no restrictions to this conversation. And geez, let's start off with, what was your inspiration behind making this documentary?
So initially, I wanted to make a documentary about the Iron Age people of Mapungubwe. So these are our predecessors, our ancestors who came from the Niger Delta and migrated all the way down to Southern Africa. I couldn't get funding for that because everybody was saying, what is the contemporary spin? And I thought to myself, what do Bantu people still hold in high regard? Cattle. And how does that manifest itself? It's through Lobola, something we still hold in high regard. And that's how the film came about. And at the time, I just happened to be going through my own process of deciding whether to do it or not. I was reluctant to be on camera, but everybody was like, Sihle, you need to be the conduit through which the story is told.
And it's always like that when you conceptualize something and when something is dear to your heart, you're the one that, yes, wants to stay behind the scenes. Let's get a Kutso Tseledi to be the face of this docu-series because of whatever the case may be. But once it is presented by the person that has fundamental interest, it even becomes a lot deeper and bigger. So big ups to you for putting this through. For a lot of women, I think personally, are afraid to go ahead with their own inspirations and dreams and changing the world. So you did that. Sihle, what are some of the elements of Lobola that you put in the spotlight in the series? And take your time when you say this, because I want to understand from A to Z.
Okay. Well, it starts with, firstly, it is the man's family that thanks the woman's family. Right? Mm. But both families must be thanked. I suppose that is done through the gift giving, but there's the fact, the valuation model, right? When we're saying Kutso is on Metro FM, she's outstanding, she's talented, she's beautiful. Now that, you know, she doesn't have children, or perhaps she does, you know, now we're subtracting and adding. So it's a very transactional type of language, and it takes away from the beauty of the cultural practice itself, which is very ancient and very sacred. And I also find it problematic that people want to do the practice but not acknowledge the spiritual side of it, African spirituality, which has been largely stigmatized. But what you need to understand here is that it's your family and their ancestors that are coming together, the ancestors of both families, you know. So some people are okay with accepting the financial aspects of it but not the spiritual ones, you know, especially in the society we live in, because we have all these influences. We have Christianity, we have capitalism, you know. Now we also evaluating the man's pocket, right? So you're like, how much of a man you are is determined by the depths of your pocket, right? Or is that what ubuhle bendoda zinkomo means? Is it about the depth of your pocket or the depth of your character? You know, yeah, and things like saying somebody is damaged, your child is damaged. I find that very problematic. I find it degrading. You know, I feel like giving birth is like a superhuman power. Why should that be brought on the table as something so that you can get some kind of quote-unquote discount if we're using the transactional language, you know? And then there's also the fact that they tell the woman certain things. Sometimes it's other women. These women, I sometimes call them the foot soldiers of patriarchy. If they're going to say, Kutso, if your husband cheats on you, you must turn a blind eye. Don't ask him where he was. No, but that's emotional abuse. You find a lot of married women at places like Akeso because of the emotional abuse they go through, which is called cheating, and other forms of abuse that women go through that are not addressed. So when they're telling you how to behave, are they telling you to protect yourself? Are they telling you to practice self-care, to put your mental health first? Or is it about the family structure and keeping that together? And men as well, they must come to the table. If you want to get married, then you must know the implications and you must be ready for the responsibilities that come with it.
Sikhi, there's something that I also want to put to the table with, in hopes that you also put this on the spotlight, with the new calculators that are, you know, available, apps that are available to calculate lobola for particular, you know, people who need that app or need that platform for assistance. Is that also put in the spotlight in this docu?
Well, we just have a shot of me using the calculator because you just don't have enough time to explore everything. But that calculation in and of itself, do you drink, do you not drink, do you cook, are you lazy? Come on, you know. And also, are we asking men these questions? Do you know? So it seems to be a very gender thing and a heteronormative thing. What if we're a same-sex couple? Sure. What if we don't conform to those heteronormative frameworks of I'm the wife, you're the husband? You know, how do we then measure that? And it should be ukalo. That's what's how the lobola should be determined. Every family has ukalo, right? That's that they say in our family, we ask for X amount of cattle. It shouldn't be based on a calculator that's like commodifying this.
This is so interesting. And I'm going to wrap this part of the conversation. And I really want the listeners right now of the Metro FM family and Wakers to also contribute to this conversation. And the big question that you are asking entirely, a bride's true price. It's a question mark there. A bride's true price. This is about a documentary that aired last night on SABC 1. And of course, filmmaker Sihle Hlophe, who's joining us in studio to have this conversation, is looking at her reservations. And we're speaking about them now live on air. You've said everything. But you are also engaged right now. Correct me if I'm wrong. And if I am wrong, I'll stop right there. But if I am right, can I continue my question? Are you engaged?
I'm not.
Sure.
So at the beginning of the journey, I was. So you see me from the age of like 27 until now. So I've kind of been documenting myself in my various phases of womanhood.
Okay.
And the film, when it ends, I'm at a totally different place.
Okay.
Because then I'm still vacillating. I'm like, should I, shouldn't I, should I, shouldn't I? So I ask different people. I ask from the older generation to the younger generation. I wanted everyone's views.
So this changes everything. The fact that you are saying that you are... Of course, we need to watch a documentary to be able to see the final answer. I'm not seeing any ring here. There's nothing. Okay. There's nothing. Very interesting. Wait, because if you can send us a voice note at Metro FM SA, if you have any questions with regards to what Sihle Hlophe is talking about the documentary, maybe the fascination that you have, perhaps even a question or maybe an answer to the questions that she had with the conversation that we just had. We are joined by Sihle Hlophe, of course, talking about lobola, a bride's true price. Lil Nas X coming through with Jack Harlow, Industry Baby, right here on the mighty Metro FM. It's where you're at. Wakers, welcome to the show. If you're joining us right now, 7 minutes until we hit the top of the hour. Hopedi Dilogwe is on standby with your news. Of course, Owen Honey has your sports update coming through as well. So in conversation with Sihle Hlophe, talking about Lobola, a bride's true price. A new documentary by filmmaker Sihle, who's joining us and looking at her reservations about the transactional, patriarchal, as well as the way many things are not, looked at in terms of not conforming to traditional gender roles, etc. And just everything concerning lobola. Her journey has been amazing that they even made a part two series, which was being aired last night on SABC 1. And you can still catch part two next on SABC 1 as well. But Sihle, many voice notes are coming through as well. And I know Owen also has something to contribute as well.
I mean, Sihle, congratulations on making this documentary. Yeah. I think Mapungubwe is a beautiful place and there's a lot of history around it. But getting back to the documentary itself, on a bride's true price, do you ever touch on, and it's something close to our hearts here in studio, because Kuso is involved in a multiracial relationship.
Correct.
Do you touch on that when it comes to paying Lebola, multiracial relationships in the Lebola process?
Look, so in the film itself, there wasn't enough time, but we have a Facebook page where we share videos of interracial couples across Africa.
Okay.
I mean, there's nothing that would stop one party from saying, look, we are honoring the other party, irrespective of where they are from, right? But what we also do in the film is we say that if we're going to challenge the African practices, then we need to look at the Western ones as well. Like, why a ring? Is that an Anglo-Saxon thing? Is that a German thing? You know, you need to know why a garter, where does that come from? Why white? You know, so I interrogate everything on both sides.
Love it.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Because even on the Western side, you need to question why the Tiffany's ring. The Tiffany's ring is 1 month's salary, supposedly. So it shows that a man can provide financially, similar to Lobola, you know. So you need to come to the table and say, this is what I have, and I honor this woman's family.
Talking about Lobola, I mean, there's become, before, Lobola was paid in cows. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, in South Africa and further up in Africa, I guess you use different animals or other processes of paying Lobola. But it's become, the modern day spin on Lobola has become a very monetary heavy process.
Yes.
Why has it gone that route? And is that the only way of paying Lobola?
It's gone that route because of our history, unfortunately. You know, because of the Land Areas Act of 1913, a lot of black people were dispossessed of their land. So when you don't have land, you can't breed cattle. So now, how do you pay Lobola? And now you are placed in a township in a very small yard. There is no place for a kraal. How are you going to pay? Money, right? And then how you value the money and the cattle, that valuation model, that then becomes problematic.
Yes.
Because if I can say one cow is 1,000, but I know that one cow is really 7,000 something. So that's where it becomes problematic.
So we've got some voice notes coming through. Let's take a listen to this one, a voice note coming through.
Morning, Coach. Morning. Ah, nice topic there. Very nice topic.
Morning.
Very nice topic. People need to learn about these things. I just want to raise some few things. Number one, paying Lobola is bringing together two families together. And in Zulu, they say this thing, they say umfazi akaqedwa. I don't know. So means if you pay Lobola, you won't finish everything. Then it's fine. But my question there is, why does a man has to be determined by his pocket while you don't want people to check, okay? I can't buy second hand, never, with a lot of money. So if you still, maybe, let's say you're a virgin, the money goes up. But if you're still not a virgin, maybe you got a baby, the money could cut. It's how it is. If everywhere, even if you buy a house, the people look at a lot of things. It's all like that. Understand? So for me, I'll say Lobola should be fair, according to the to the person, not because how many how deep is the man's pocket and how is the woman. There must be a certain price that's been put. Okay, this is the price.
Sihle, I know you're holding in a lot. Because we're running out of time, I'd really like to hear your response to that.
Jeez, can you hear the transactional language, guys, that we've adapted? A house, second hand. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm still stuck on the word second hand. Oh my God, my brother, no.
You know what, Sihle? Let's hang 10 there. I'd like to keep you in longer. We're getting way too many voice notes to let you go now. Are you comfortable with us keeping you in for 15 minutes, Nyana?
Okay, that's
thank you.
Fine.
Then you can go out there and love Nyana. But we still want an answer, right? We still want an answer. It is Sihle Hlophe joining us in studio talking about Lobola, A Bride's True Price with a question mark. This is a new documentary coming through on SABC 1. Part 2 will also be captured. We'll find out more details where you can, in terms of time, catch it. And of course, what to expect because this is far from, you know, more than what we are going to expect on TV. This is just a snippet. And it's her life, it's her journey that she's sharing with you. Your voice notes coming through on 060-552-7303. But right now, Kgopedi Dilokwe is on standby. Kgopedi Dilokwe is on standby with your news coming through. Our insurance will go out of their way to try and save you money on your car insurance. And if they can't, ask for 500 Rand. SMS out to 40019. Now that's good news.
Thank you, Kurto. And our top story is at 8. Ramaphosa says corruption is the reason for South Africa's energy crisis, and only verified accounts can vote in Twitter polls from next month.
The second ODI between host New Zealand and Sri Lanka washed out without a ball being bowled in Christchurch, and pressure on Hugo Broos and his Bafana squad in their AFCON qualifier away in Liberia. Details at 8:30.
Good morning. I am Kgopedi Dilokwe. Electricity Minister Kgosietso Ramakgopa has conceded that corruption and greed have caused the country's energy crisis. This contradicts the statement he made last week during a visit to the Tutuga power station in Mpumalanga that the crisis was a technical issue that had nothing to do with corruption. Ramakgopa was speaking at the Medupi power station yesterday. Trade, Industry and Competition Minister Ibrahim Patel says reliable, affordable and sustainable energy is essential for industrialization. He says the private sector has an important role to play in making this possible. Patel was addressing the Proudly SA Bi-Local Summit and Exhibition in Johannesburg yesterday. The Health and Allied Workers Indaba Trade Union Hayitu in Durban says the health department has enough money to permanently employ contract nurses. It marched the offices of Premier Panyaza Lesufi and the Provincial Health Department in the Johannesburg CBD yesterday. Hayitu's Provincial Chair Bafana Tshabalala. And Elon Musk says only verified Twitter accounts will be eligible to vote in polls starting on the 15th of next month. This is a move that the social media company CEO believes will address advanced AI bot swarms. Musk also said only verified accounts will be eligible to be in Twitter's For You recommendations, which displays a stream of tweets from accounts on Twitter. A final look at your weather this morning. Pretoria 15 to 26, Johannesburg 15 to 24, Mbombela 16 to 22, Polokwane 13 to 24, Mahikeng 14 to 25, Bloemfontein 11 to 27, Kimberley 14 to 29. If you're waking up in Cape Town, you have a low of 15 and a high of 22, George 12 and 25, Gqeberha 14 to 26, East London 15 to 26, Durban 17 to 28, same as Richards Bay, peaking at 28. Pietermaritzburg has a low of 12 and a high of 29. A look at your financial indicators this hour. The US dollar is trading at 18 Rand 25, pound sterling is worth 22 Rand 47, the euro costs 19 Rand 72, and the Australian dollar is at 12 Rand 20. On the commodities market, platinum is trading at $972 and gold at $1,959 per ounce, while Brent crude oil is at $77.80 a barrel. A recap now of our top story this hour. Electricity Minister Kgosietso Ramakgopa has conceded that corruption and greed have caused the country's energy crisis. It is 4 minutes after 8. I'll be back with your headlines at 8:30.
Thank you very much, Khopedi Dilogwe. Those were the top stories for this hour. Don't miss out on a possible car insurance saving. SMS out to 40019 for a quote, Outsurance, where you always get something out. Now, if you're a 30-year-old woman who drives a white 2015 Volkswagen Polo Vivo 1.4, you could pay 493 Rand to insure your car with Outsurance. Go on, put Outsurance to the test. SMS out to 40019 to switch and save. That's out to 40019. Outsurance is a licensed insurer and FSP. Premiums are risk profile dependent and reviewed annually. T's and C's apply. Welcome to the fourth and final hour of Wake Up on Metro FM. Just gone 10 past 8 a.m. It is Wake Up on Metro FM. Thank you so much for choosing to waking up with us. Travis Scott coming through with Antidote. The Mighty Metro FM, it's where you're at. Still to come in this fourth and final hour of the show, it's all things a wake-up sports quiz. Lawrence, three wins. He's still in the ring. And, of course, we want to find out from you if you'd like to go head-to-head with him. If the answer is yes, I am in, I am game. Kutso, dial us up right now, 086000-2160. And we've also got personal mastery. This one will be the final one for the week. I still can't believe this is the last stretch of Wake Up on Metro FM. We'll have personal mastery with clinical psychologist Anele Siswana talking about the power of resilience. So we still have Sikhe Khlope in studio. We are still talking all things Lobola, a bride's true price. Also have Khopedi in studio. Owen is still here. And of course, we're going to engage for the last time. And many of your voice notes are coming through. We'll try and squeeze them in after these. And we are back in studio with Sikhe Khlope talking all things A Bride's True Price, talking about Lobola documentary by filmmaker Sikhe Khlope. And it is basically looking at her reservations about the transactional, patriarchal, and many, many more things to cover. And I know that it's vast. And you keep saying that, I just wish we had more time. But, well, hopefully this documentary gets to be extended. Budget must open. Ways must open. Yes. SABC, thank you for this platform to be able to have a voice to speak about these issues that we're having. And of course, the two-part series began airing last night on SABC 1. You can catch the second part next on SABC 1. And Khopedi is joining us in studio. Khopedi, you had a question, right?
Hi, Sikhe, Khopedi here. Congratulations on your beautiful work.
Thank you.
That you are seeing it to fruition is a feat all on its own. Mm. The voice note that played just before we went to headlines, I heard you and Kutso giggling there. I was a bit infuriated, but hey, that's a story for another day. I'm going to ignore the second hand and the transactional manner in which he spoke about. But here's something that he said, and he says, Lobola must be fair. Mm. And I'd like to hear your thoughts, Sikhe, on that, because my curiosity then is, what dipstick do we use to measure the fairness? Mm. I'm raised by a man who used to say, "Ha ke rekisi bana," I don't sell children. And that's when my sister was getting married back in 1999. And it is on that premise that her Lobola was negotiated. And I was there when he briefed the delegation that was going to receive the groom-to-be's family. And I'm not sure how it works in other families. I've got a window because we grow and we get to mingle with other people. But your thoughts on the fairness of it all?
That is very true. I agree with him on that point, that it should be fair, because you need to consider how these young people are then going to build a home afterwards, right? Mm-hmm. And they can't build it based on debt and resentment, right? Because I am of the opinion that you know, your relationship with money says a lot about your character, right? And it is, excuse me, through those robust negotiations where people are discussing this that their characters are revealed and you see what kind of family you're potentially marrying into. But just to be more realistic, a lot of divorces are caused also by financial problems, you know, so we can try and be idealistic about it, but money plays a part in marriage. But what I also like is that it's not just that you have the money on the table, that's enough. Are you actually ready to be a husband, which is something you mentioned? And like, how is your character and how are you representing your surname?
Because we have a lot of overgrown children masquerading as men simply because they've got a salary.
Oh, yes, 100%. And you can't use that as the yardstick with which to measure manhood.
And this second-hand business, this damaged business, I like how it can be seen where women are concerned, because, I mean, you're pregnant, you've got a tummy, there's a child. But who measures this damage where these men are concerned?
Nobody measures it. Okay. It's not put on the table, as far as I know, when they are talking about these negotiations, oftentimes, unless it's just the woman expected to take on the role of mothering these children, you know. But when it's the other way around, we consider it a problem. Her worth goes down. She goes from a 10 to a, you know.
To a 1. Mm. CK, we've got a voice note coming through here. Take a listen.
Kut, please let me know, why is the family of the man, why is the family supposed to take out the money to unify the families? And am I unifying my family with my family? I'm unifying my family with your family. So why not, because it's a 50-50 world, remember, why not you, the family of the female, I keep it 50%, my family, I keep it 50%, then you unify the families. Why should it be the man's family? Because honestly speaking, these days, I don't think there is anything that a lady can do for a man that a man can't do for himself, and vice versa. So why are you still paying lobola, guys?
Why are we still paying lobola? Why is it not 50-50? CK, let's wrap it up here.
Wow, they say that they are transferring the woman's reproductive powers from one family to another. Mm. She's the one that will expand not only the family, but a nation. Mm. And she takes on the man's surname. Mm. So that is why, according to culture, they say that it is the man's family who must pay, because your reproductive and all that is being transferred to another family.
So, Cecilia, just to wrap up, the theme entirely of your documentary is that exactly, in terms of what you just ended off with now, understanding the purpose of a lobola, understanding where it comes from, where should it come from, and why is it coming from a particular place. Again, just a theme and what we can expect from the documentary, especially if you're going to catch the part 2 that is airing tonight.
Okay, so I think the recurring theme is really at what expense, and because it's through my lens as a woman, is through, you know, what expense, right? So I have to give up my surname. I have to leave my home. I have to, some women really enjoy these things, so it's not a problem. It's something they like look forward to doing, but not every woman. So we should look at the different shades of femininity and womanhood and say, is this inclusive of all women? What if I don't come from a nuclear family? You know, so what is it that I'm giving up in order to get this? And once it's been paid, there are certain expectations of me. What if I don't want to have children? What if I'm not that auntie who wants to be chopping those vegetables? What if I'm not domesticated? What if I don't conform to socially constructed gender roles? Where am I in this equation, you know? So we're expecting people to behave the same, and we're treating this as an invisible, unquestionable norm, which it shouldn't be. Let's talk about it, and perhaps then we can become more comfortable with it and know why we're doing it, not just because everybody else does it.
Absolutely. And if somebody wants to consult with you and get more information with regards to your, not only your documentary, but marriage, how do they go about doing that?
Me on
marriage.
Yes,
you come with a lot of knowledge. There's no doubt about it. Okay, maybe they just want to ask you a question or two. How do they get a hold of you?
We have a page on Instagram and on Facebook, Lobola underscore documentary film. So there we share a lot of stuff from Lobola and money, Lobola and family, Lobola and love, etc. So the conversation continues. And
I promise you, you've opened up a lot of
eyes.
You
really have.
And there's no doubt about it, but just putting this documentary out there, you have gained so much respect from your peers and so many people out there, because not everybody wants to ask these questions, and it's not easy to answer either. So congratulations, well done. And I'm sure people want to speak to you.
Amen. Yeah. CK, I couldn't add more to what Owen is saying. You are the voice for the voiceless, and we truly appreciate everything that you're doing. Take the punches, take the applause, take everything. But you are the woman that's been chosen to spearhead this. I mean, national platform, go for it. Ayifambeni. CK, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Just gone 20 past 8 a.m. We've got a bit of a break, and then Rob Beasy coming through to let us know for the final time what's happening on the roads. Good morning, Wakers.